It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening tip to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
When every moment counts, every detail matters. Amberwell Hospice Care brings compassionate local care to wherever you are, home, assisted living, or a nursing facility. Our team is here day and night, helping you manage symptoms, control pain, and focus on what matters most, time with your loved ones. We support your family, too, with grief counseling that starts on day one and continues after loss. You don't need to navigate this difficult time alone. Call Amberwell Hospice Care, 913-360-5520.
To the Nolan Gym here on the beautiful, beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where Heart of America Athletic Conference basketball continues. The ladies' game in the book and an exciting win for the Benedictine Lady Ravens. And now it is going to be the guys' turn. The PA announcer, he's introducing the starters. Allow me to do it for you. First of all, for Central Methodist Center head coach Matt Sherman, CMU, they're good. They are 14-7, 8-5 at a conference, and going to be starting a couple of the biggest scorers in the Heart right now. You're going to have Isaiah Reams. He's a 6-foot senior from Mexico, Missouri, averages 19.5 a game. 6-foot freshman from Columbia, Missouri. It's Isaiah Bonaparte from the Bronx, a 6-foot-8 sophomore, Davion Geike. Tyson Ogeen is a 6'6 senior from Sweden. And out of St. Louis, Missouri, 6'8, the junior, Austin Prater. Now, Central Methodist is going to come in off the bench with the second leading scorer on their team, averaging over 18 and a quarter points a game. It'll be Raphael Gay. He is, again, a 6'7" senior from Paris, France. Starting for the Benedictine Ravens and head coach Ryan Moody, associate head coach John Pierre, and assistant coach Adam Reichel. Ravens are going to have Preston Reynolds out there. He's a grad student at 6'4" out of Leawood, Kansas. Also at 6'4" out of Knoxville, Virginia, it'll be the junior Jack Vander Woody. You got Jalen Sullivan, South Bend, Indiana guy at 6'1". 6'2" from Lee Summit, Missouri, senior Bryson LaRue. And Aiden Sullivan from Lenexa, Kansas, 6'8" junior. Benedictine led in scoring so far this season by Jacqueline Sullivan, 16.2 a game. You got Bryson averaging 12.8 and 11 points a game for Jack. Full slate of games going on around the conference. And again, we talk about it on Sports Look, Gus and I do. Here's the conference race is shaping up to be a couple of teams at the top, a couple of teams at the bottom, and everybody else is in the middle. It's Grayson, 12-2, Penn, 11-3. 9 wins apiece for Valley and Grandview. Central Methodist, Missouri Baptist, Peru with 8, Benedictine with 7, Mid-America Park with 6, Baker Mount Mercy with 5. So what you got here is a huge game for the Ravens. And if you want to make certain to keep yourself in a position where you are a participant in the conference postseason tournament, you're going to win this ball game, because right now the Ravens, 2, 4, 6, yeah, they are in the 8th spot. Cannot drop below where they're at now. The only way you hold on, you got to win, and you're going to have to play against a really good Central Methodist team. Oh, and by the way, how good are they? You're going to be saying, well, for the Ravens, it's going to be about the defense, all right, because the Eagles have the second-best scoring offense in the conference, 82.6 points a game, but the Ravens can answer that. They have the number 3 scoring defense. They hold opponents to 72 a game. So if the Ravens can keep CMU to 70-ish, they're in good shape. But let them get into that 80s where they like to go. That 10 points, that is so huge. And Benedictine is going to take the tip, get the ball, and we're underway here in the Nolan Gymnasium. Ravens are the home whites with red and black. Central Methodist guys, like the ladies team, traveling black uniforms with white lettering and trim. Benedictine with a basketball to begin things. Here comes Preston back out on top. They had the ceremonies to honor these seniors here on Senior Day between games. And here's Preston, puts it up and in. And it'll be Preston Reynolds picking up a first point in the ballgame for the Ravens. BC brings out on top 2-0, 19-20 to go here in the opening half. So that's why it's been a little while since the ladies' game is over before the guys' game getting started. It takes a little bit of time to give a tip of the hat to the seniors for both the boys' and girls' teams and give them their appropriate due. And the Ravens coming up with a steal. Vander Woody with the basketball gets it out on top to Deglin, and for the Ravens, a minute in, Benedictine with the basketball leading it 2-0. You can see for the Ravens, they are not going at some breakneck pace. Here's a hook shot in the middle. It's going to be up and good by Aiden. And the Ravens go up 4-0. For Benedictine, it is a slower, very methodical kind of an offense. Not that flying around and passing the ball and moving it and reversing it and getting it back. They are moving the balls deliberately. Here's a 3 from the other side. It's up, no good. Rebound Reynolds. Here come the Ravens. Minute and a half in. Benedictine with a basketball and a 4-0 lead. Out on top, Vander Woody. Around to the left to Bryson. Here's a 17-footer for LaRue. It's up and good. And I can't believe that shot clock. That seems a little bit fast. But Bryson knocks down the 2, and it is 6-0. Benedictine. And we are 2 minutes in. Here's a runner. The floating shot. Up and good. For Central Methodist by Tyson Ogeen. And here's the problem with Tyson. Nice guy, great player, but man, number eight, I'll just never get used to numbers on basketball players like eight. 6-2 Benedictine here. Running shot, finger roll. It's going to be up and good. Declan Sullivan. Four of the Ravens starting five are on the scoreboard. It is 8-2 Benedictine. 17.5 to go in the opening half. Working down the left side of the lane. Oh, a nice, pretty skip pass. And the layup is going to be up and in. And you got the big guy in there for CMU, Austin Prater. 6'8". He is long out of St. Louis, Missouri. Got a great reach. And he made that layup look very, very easy. Prater's first bucket of the game. Ravens lead by four. We are 3 minutes in. Three-point shot. It's up and good by Bryson. We got LaRue with five, Reynolds with two, Declan with two, Aiden with two, 11-4, Ravens, 16.5 to go here in the first half. Game moving along at a pretty brisk pace. CMU works outside. Raven defense is not flexing a lot, doesn't have to. And here's a big man from straight away hitting the three. We just talked about Prater. Hitting that shot in the middle. Well, now the 6'8 post hits a three from dead center, and it is 11-7. 16:20 to go in the opening half. Neither team has gone to the bench yet. Here's Jack looking for his first point. Hits it. Every Raven on the floor has scored. It is 14-7 Benedictine, and we are at 16 minutes to go in the first half. First 4 minutes of this game have moved briskly. Back out topside with a basketball. Central Methodist trailing Benedictine by seven. Topside with it is going to be Ogden. The shot is up and missing, and rebounding it down, it's going to be Vanderbooty, and here comes Declan Sullivan. Ravens back into the forecourt, and again, they are operating very patiently with the basketball. They drive right, Deglin, no room. He'll just drill it back out to the top, stop at the elbows, skip it down low to Aiden. With his back to the rim, puts on a beautiful move and just beats his defender to the rack and lays it up and in. Aiden Sullivan with four. 16-7, Benedictine by eight. Nine. Let me fix my math. That's terrible. By nine. We're 5 minutes gone. Turnaround base shot. No. Rebound. Aiden Sullivan of the Ravens looking for the double-digit lead. 14-15 counting to go in the opening half. Here in Atchison, Kansas on the beautiful Benedictine College campus on a cold, cold last day of January. Shot is up and missing. And a rebound is going to be swept away by CMU. Prater coming down with the basketball and the Eagles will run it into the forecourt. Here's a three left side. And again, Prater knocks down the long shot. The big guy has hit from the inside. He's hit a couple from the outside, and he has started this game off absolutely sizzling hot. Has not missed a shot yet. And it is 16-10. Top side Preston, right side Jack. The Raven offense is taking his time. I don't know if that shot clock has gone completely insane. I don't know what's wrong with it, but here's a little turnaround shot for Benedictine. It's going to be up and good. 18-10. And now we're going to stop the game. And yeah, they're going to take the media timeout, and I'm sure they're going to attend to the shot clock. They may have to shut this thing off. We'll talk about that when we return. But right now, we got a timeout of the court with 13:53 to go in the opening half. Ben Atchison, the Benedictine Ravens 18, Central Methodist 10.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. Thank you.
Hear that Raven Regiment, the Benedictine Pep Band in the background is striking up some tunes with 13:50 to go in the opening half, and the Ravens up 8. It is 18-10, Benedictine. They've led a moment ago by as many as 9. Thank you. Quick look at the numbers right now. CMU is shooting well, 4 of 7. That is 57%. Benedictine, this is phenomenal. 8 of 10 from the floor, 2 of 3 from outside. Ravens are hitting 80% of their shots. And it's going to be hard to do a whole lot better than that. That is a fantastic start to the game here today. Games around the conference, find Missouri Valley at Clark, Peru at Mount Mercy. These are the 2 o'clock games, probably in the book finding. We'll check on them later. Central Methodist here at Benedictine. Baker's at Grandview. Here's a driving shot from the left side of the lane, and a bucket is going to be up and good. That's going to be Isaiah Bonaparte picking up his first point. 18-12, Benedictine. Vanderwood with it on the right side, in front of the Eagle bench. That on top to Bryson. LaRue gets it back behind him to Deglin. Out on top, Aiden, the big man, but back to Deglin. Topside Jack. It's 3. It is perfect. Couple of threes now for Jack Vanderwoody. It is 21-12. And for the second time, Benedictine goes up 9. This time with 13 minutes to play in the opening half. Here's a baseline 3. No rebound. Preston Reynolds. Ravens are going to take it the other way. Looking for a double-digit lead for the first time this afternoon. Here's Deglin with it. Left side of the free throw line. Goes to Preston. He'll take it to the baseline. Kick it out on top. Over it goes to Jack. Can he do it again? That one's going to be short and long, but Preston with the rebound. And he'll throw it into the corner, but miss Deglin. It'll go out of bounds down to the baseline. CMU basketball. So for Benedictine, 21-12. This is very, very high scoring. I mean, you're on an over 100-point kind of a pace. It's going to be difficult to maintain. Here's a shot from the top. No good. Rebound. Ravens. BC coming over to basketball, and they're going to have to wait for Aiden to get up the floor. He ended up on that floor looking for that rebound. So he climbed to his feet and raced down and trailed everybody to the other end. 12-12 to go in the first half. Here's LaRue into the lane, and they're going to say he travels with it. He hit the brakes, but apparently scooted just a little bit. And the Ravens are going to make the first 2 substitutions of the afternoon. Checking in for Coach Moody, we're going to get 6'3 sophomore Harrison Kissling. Harrison out of Olathe, Kansas. And also coming in, guy we saw quite a bit of up in Peru, Vince Duca, the 6'8 senior from Budapest. The shot is going to be up for CMU. The rebound is going to go out of bounds back to the Eagles. It did not go in. Inside 12 minutes to play in the first half. So it's Duca, LaRue, Vanderwoody, Kissling, and Reynolds. Those are the Raven 5. Central Methodist for the basketball, down 9. Eagles across to the right side. Tisha into the corner. Shot clock gets to 10. Back into the corner. Shot clock gets to 6. Here's a pull-up shot for 3, missing. And rebounding, Harrison. Kissling will run. Outlet, Bryson. The bucket, what a beautiful transition score. And Harrison Kissling with the assist. Give Bryson his 7th point of the afternoon. And Benedictine takes an 11-point lead. It is 23-12. BC, 11:25 to play first half. Eagles will bring it in at the baseline, deep in the right corner. They're going to dribble it out toward the top. It's going to be Reams with it. His pass in the middle, batted away by the Ravens. Here comes Benedictine. Here's Kissling. The fast break misses the layup. Rebounded. It's going to be up and in. They're going to say no. They're going to give Harrison the bucket because they're going to say the trailing defender commits a goaltend. So let's fix our book. Give Harrison that 2 points. Give the Ravens a 25-12 lead. And with 11-11 to go in a ballgame, and Benedictine leading it by 13, Central Methodist is going to go to the bench, and into the lineup is going to come Thomas Swulu. Now, we've seen him on this team for a long time. He's a 6'8" senior from London. But this season has not started and has frankly not gotten probably as many minutes, certainly not as many points, averaging just a couple of points a game. And this shot by Cerullo is up but no good. Rebounding it down, Preston. Up the floor, Harrison. Here comes the Raven offense. Preston over to Bryson. LaRue tries to sidestep a defender, but cannot elude him. Vince comes up to set a screen. Now the little give and go. Out on top, the shot is up. It's good by Kissling. I just mentioned Harrison scores a couple of points a game. He's got five already. And the Ravens are kicking the door open a little bit. 28-12. BC up 16 points with 10:20 to go in the first half. The shot misses. The follow shot, it's going to be up and home. So it's been a while since CMU puts anything on the board. They will score there off the hand of Thomas Swulu. And it's 28-14 in Benedictine. We are 10 minutes to go in the first half. The shot high off the window. No good for Preston. And Reynolds looks at the official and says, hey, what about that foul? The official says, nah, I saw no foul. CMU comes back up the floor with it. Over to the right side, it's going to be Hemi. Now the shot from the top, it's going to be up and good, and there's a three. 9.5 to go in the first half, and Central Methodist cutting into the Raven lead a little bit. It's 28-17. Back-to-back scores for the Eagles. BC right side to LaRue. He's in front of the CMU bench. Skips it underneath. Vince's layup, missed it. Vince just didn't have a focus on that shot, and they'll go coast to coast on the other end. It's going to be rejected out of bounds by Preston Reynolds, and that will take us to the break. We got a timeout of the court with 9:11 to go in the opening half here in Atchison, Kansas. Ravens 28, Central Methodist 17.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Foot Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Crowd here just a little bit. Got some inquiries. Some trivia questions to the crowd. Getting some reaction. That's all good. Raven fans having a good time right now as they find the home team in front with 9:11 to go in the first half. 28-17. They have been up by as many as 16 so far today. And the BC shooting percentage may have cooled a little bit, but at 70.8%, they'll take that. Here's a little backdoor pass to the block. Now trapped beneath the rim. Elbows, and there's a travel call. Great defense by Bense. Bense Duca forces the travel, playing superb defense underneath against Thomas Swulu, the big 6'8 guy from England. Little international basketball right there. And Vince Duca from Budapest, Hungary. Ravens down at the baseline, falling away. Banner Woody shot is up a two flat, no good. Rebounding it down to CMU. Eagles into the forecourt. They'll launch it from the top. It's a three that is far too short. Kissling rebounds it down. The Ravens are going to go back the other way. 28-17, Benedictine. Kissling to Vince. That one is good from Duca. The long arm swooping shot reaches around and kisses it off the window and in. 30-17 Ravens. 8 minutes to go in the opening half. That is a phenomenal number to have held CMU to at this juncture of the ballgame. Now here's Swooler with a driving shot that's up and good, and he's got four. 30-19. Again, the Central Methodist team averages a whole lot of points a game. And the Ravens can't let them get to that 80s. They're averaging about 83 a game. Here's a three-point shot. Harrison Kissling Look at him square up and throw it in. He has 8 coming in off the bench. 33-19, Ravens back up by a 14-point margin. And that's got Coach Sherman being at 3 guys to the scorer's table. Spulu at the baseline, hook shot, good. Right now they're just leaning on the size and bulk of Thomas Spulu. And again, he is not some spindly 6'8". He is a big, broad-shouldered, solidly built kind of a guy. Now the 3 CMU substitutions are going to come in as the ball's out of bounds. And Benedictine has made a substitution or two also. So let's just reset the Raven 5 out there with Harrison Kissling taking an inbound pass that came from Larry Parker III. Now Vince Duke at the free throw line. Left corner's Drew Purdy. Right side, Vanderudy. Purdy sidesteps the defender. Goes out on top. Larry for 3. No. And rebound, CMU. Eagles will haul it down. Up with it is going to come Reams. He's got it on the top. Tries to get a shot away. Can't. Goes left side to Guidi. His shot is no good. Parker with a rebound. Benedictine taking it back the other way. 6:40 to go in a rapidly moving opening half of men's college basketball here in Atchison, Kansas. Ravens have the ball up a dozen. Vanderwoody back over to the right side to Parker. Larry spins into the lane. Off the window. Doesn't get it to roll in. And a rebound down to Hemi for Central Methodist. Eagles back up the floor. An uncontested 3 missing. Parker with a rebound, and the Ravens are going to go back the other way. So as it's been in the last handful of trips, it is a take a shot, and if you miss it, you're going to go right back the other direction. Here's a beautiful pass in the middle and a two-handed stuff by Drew Purdy. Drew with the dunk and give a Kissling an assist. 35-21. 5:50 to go. First half. Little bump outside. No foul. Eagles back on top. Here's Hemming for 3. Hits the back of the rim and misses. Duca with the rebound. Kissling up the court. Ravens have been very opportunistic, taking the shots that they like, and if they don't see something they want, being patient enough to work the ball until they find something they do like this, to Vince, the crossover, and the layup for Duca. Vince with 4. And it's 37-21. Benedictine again up by 16. Shot for 3, no good. Rebound, Vanderudy. They'll get it over to Harrison, and the Ravens are going to walk it up the floor. We are 5 minutes to go here in the first half. Harrison comes out on top. Vince to Jack. Plenty of time. Shot clock at 15. Kissling will take his time and back away. 10 on the shot clock. Kissling will go 3, off the rim, won't drop, rebound, put that by CMU. Crater coming up on the board. Eagles back up the floor. We're due for a timeout. The feed in the middle, and the layup on the other end is going to be up and good. Crater. 10 points for Austin Crater, and we're going to get a Central Methodist timeout. Taking a break at 4:32 to go in the first half. Men's College Basketball, where it's Benedictine. 37, Central Methodist 23.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance. 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Senior day here at Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, and Raven ladies, a thrilling win in game 1 earlier. And now the Benedictine men, with 4.5 minutes to go in the first half, enjoy a 37-23 lead over the visitors from CMU. Here's the deal. Ravens have been playing well. They're playing really well today, but they've just been playing well. And you know, you look at some of that senior leadership, like Bryson Maru, averaging 12.8 a game, over 20 games this year, but since the first of the year, he's averaging over 16 a game. In the last seven, Bryson is shooting over 50%, 50.7 from the field, 47.1 from three. Ravens with the basketball. They'll feed in the middle to Aiden. Deglin, left side. Drew, his three is short, and the rebound is going to be allowed to kick out of bounds and will go to Central Methodist. Going to look out of the court here. And first of all, for CMU, you're going to have Will Hemme out there with Reams and Guidi, Perkins and Prater. For Benedictson, Deglin Sullivan, Aiden Sullivan, Bryson LaRue, Larry Parker III, and Drew Purdy. Eagles with the basketball. They'll dump it to the corner where the uncontested baseline three will miss, and the rebound is going to get away and go out of bounds off the fingertips of Prater, and the Ravens are going to have it back in. Austin Prater, kind of like the way this young man plays. I'm still trying to figure out how he's averaging 6.9 points a game. He seems so much more able to score than that. Now we're going to get a foul away from the ball, and it's going to be a defensive foul on Isaiah Reams. For Central Methodist, we've got a couple of starters out there with Isaiah Reams and Isaiah Bonaparte. One is a senior from Mexico, Missouri. The other is a freshman from Columbia. Here's a baseline turnaround shot. It's up and good, and the Ravens stretch their lead to 40-23. 3-point shot for Benedictine by Bryson. And up the floor, we have a whistle. So Benedictine now leading by 17. It is their largest advantage of the game. 10 points so far for Bryson LaRue. Maybe I should say 10 points already, because we're still 3:16 to go in the first half. And the inbound is batted away, but CMU's going to save it and kick it back around to the right side. They'll feed it back out to the top. Driving toward the baseline. Their BC defense has been really solid. Now the pass in the middle is going to be stolen away. Here comes Aiden Sullivan with the steal. And Larry Parker up the floor. He'll have it knocked away from him. Picked back up by Central Methodist. They're going to take it the other way. Running. The shot is up and missed. And a Benedictine foul. Probably on Drew. Yeah, it's going to be Purdy. And that is, wow. I'm just noticing there are no fouls getting called today. That is the first or the second for Benedictine and only the first for Central Methodist. I just hadn't even realized that over 17 minutes into the game, we've had three total fouls called. So the first free throw by Prater is not good. And he's going to step up here and have one more shot. He's not a good free throw shooter, 51.4% this year. And he will get that one to roll around and go in. So Prater gets the roll, picks up one of two free throws. It is now 39-24. And they have taken a point away. They will say that 3-point shot a moment ago by Bryson was a two. And the Ravens down to the baseline have a cross-court pass slapped away and knocked out of bounds. So let's take Bryson and adjust that 3-2. Ravens are going to have the ball in at the baseline. 2.5 to go in the half. Game's moving very quickly. Here in Atchison, Bryson into the lane, falling away. Off balance. How do you hit that shot? Bryson LaRue, a couple of more points, and timeout. 2 minutes and 28 seconds to go in an opening half that has been fantastic for Benedictine. It's the Ravens, 41, Central Methodist, 24.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
The ball comes in play and the clock starts rolling again down to 2:20 and counting toward halftime. Ravens up 41-24. Nice pass to the right block, mishandled for a moment by Spoda, who's back in the game. And the Ravens cover him up, and is there going to be a travel or foul? They're going to call a foul inside. That is a tough break. The foul is going to be on Aiden Sullivan. It'll be his first. And Central Methodist, fresh 20 on the shot clock, 2:11 to go in a half. We'll bring it back in at their offensive end. Over to the edge, no room, back out on top. Driving in, the kick to the right, the follow away three, way short, rebound, pulled down by Rudy, gets it away to Bryson, it's a one-on-one break, LaRue has it knocked away from behind, but the follow is up and good, Declan Sullivan with the follow, he's got 4, 43-24, Ravens 19 points in front, and a shot's going to be rejected, rebound Benedictine. With a minute and a half to go in the opening half, the Ravens are playing as good as they can play. Beautiful skip pass across the lane to Deglin. He'll drive and score. Sullivan with 6. It's 45-24, Benedictine. And there's a minute 20 to go in the first half. Central Methodist trying to open it up a little bit, widening out the floor. Here's a little turnaround by Suulu. It's good. He has been one of the only two bright spots for the CMU team. The 2-5s, Prater and Swulu. Whoever happens to be in the game at the time has been doing the damage. And now they've got both of them in the game. They're going to try to double up on those two big men. 15-foot turnaround shot. Count it for Deglin Sullivan. 47-26. 50 seconds to go and a half. Ravens again leading it by 21. The feed to the block, Swulu. As Deglin comes in to steal the ball, they're going to call him for a foul. Now we're having the officials step in between players. Central Methodist, I mean, you got to understand, they came into this game thinking they were going to win it. They thought that they were the better team. They were very frustrated to see the Ravens leading it by 21 points in the first half. And now the officials are talking to the players a little bit, and I think just... Looking for some cooler heads. Now they're going to ask everybody to leave the floor. That's the last thing Benedictine wants right here. With them playing well, they've got some momentum. They've got things clicking along. The last thing you want is they're going to review. I don't know. They're going to see if somebody got a little carried away or something. I did not see any such. So, we'll see what the officials are looking for. And see what they can find out there. Checking some of the games that are around at the conference. We can, I think, close the door on today's ladies' games. Let's just finish that little chapter right quick. And there were 2 noon games, and then the rest were 2 o'clock games. In the noon games, Clark, a 19-point win over Missouri Valley, and Peru, 67-45 over Mount Mercy. And, oh, goodness, I thought they were going to automatically refresh. So hold on just a minute. Let me get the current finals up here. In the ladies' games. Now this may just be too much work. Now we got to go back. Now they've decided to break it down by the month. and Ravens are going to be putting the ball in play, or Cincinnati is putting the ball in play, and we're going to get a whistle, and we're going to have another foul. And CMU with 39 seconds to go in the half will inbound at 20-foot mark, far side, shot clock at 20. Eagles up top side. They'll work it around to the right. Head for the baseline. Feet in the middle. Swooler shot blocked from behind, and we're going to get a foul called on Preston Reynolds, who's really upset. He feels that that didn't happen. The official closest to the play did not make the call. The official from the deep corner on the far side made that call. It'll be Preston with his first foul of the game, and CMU coming to the free throw line. The shot is up and good by Suwulu. Eagles have a player at the scorer's table, but he's coming in for the shooter. And this one is good. So Suwulu will hit a belt and get his 10th point of the game. And then the big guy is going to check out. Coming back in for Central Methodist is going to be Marcus Perkins. Ravens dealing with some full court pressure. Okay. Sullivan will get it across the timeline. Shot clock's off. Benedictin leading it by 19. We'll get the final shot of the first half. And we're going to get a foul by Perkins, who just comes into the game. That is only the second foul by Central Methodist in the first half. And we've got 8 seconds left. Not a lot of fouls. And again, it's going to be Declan Sullivan over to Bryson. Loses the handle. Picks it up. Comes out on top. A desperation shot of the buzzer is not very close. And that will take us to halftime. We'll be back here in the NOLA to summarize the opening half for you. These teams are headed to the locker room. It is Benedictin 47, CMU 28.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's. John's.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
We're today's hit country from KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music.
Today's hit country, Hot Country 93.7.
Fantastic first half of college basketball for the Benedictine Ravens at home this afternoon on Senior Day, and you just sat down and scripted this thing out a little bit and said, okay, I would like to see this and this and this. I don't think that you could have asked for much more than you have already gotten here today. Let's take a look at how things have gone for these teams. It's a little computer business issues here. Look what's going for Central Methodist. You got a team that scores 80-plus a game, and you only got four guys that scored in the first half. 11 for Austin Prater, the starting center. 10 for Thomas Suwulu, the backup center. Other than that, you've got Isaiah Bonaparte with 5 and Tyson Ohin with 2. That is all the CMU scoring. For Benedictine, kind of conversely, you got eight guys in the scoring column, twice as many as Central Methodist has. Going to be led by Bryson LaRue with 11. You got Deglin Sullivan with 8, and Harrison Kissling off the bench with 8. A couple of threes for Jack Vanderwoody. 4 points apiece for Ben Saduka and Aiden Sullivan and Preston Reynolds. 2 in the first half for Drew as Purdy had this big throwdown. And Benedictine, I tell you what, any way you want to look at this game, they had an outstanding start and going to the locker room with this impressive 19-point lead. By the way, they did a couple of times lead by as many as 21. Shooting of the ball game for the Ravens, how about this? Again, if you're Central Methodist, you look at the stats and say, how do we beat a team hitting 64% from the floor? The Ravens are 21-33. They're also hitting 45% from outside, 5 of 11. However, Benedictine has not had a free throw opportunity today. Turnovers, hardly any. The Ravens have turned it over 3 times. CMU has turned it over 4. Rebounds, Benedictine with an impressive 19-11 lead. And you can go just up and down the stats. For BC, it has been a spectacular first half. 15 assists in the first half, 24 points in the paint, 14 bench points. I mean, pretty much any number that you want to look at. I think that Coach Moody's going to be hard-pressed to find something to say, yeah, we got it. This isn't good enough. Because it has been. The question is, they're going to keep it up in the second half, and we're going to find out when we return. But right now, it's halftime of the men's college basketball game on Senior Day. Lady Ravens won in the opener. We're going to be back to bring in the second half of the men's game. But right now, with that intermission score, Ravens 47, Eagles 28. Back we'll go to Joseph and the renowned Care Radio Sports Studios for a wintry Saturday halftime.
Hi. This is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule on Tuesday night, we return to high school basketball as we'll have Valley Falls at Pleasant Ridge. Join us at 6 o'clock or so for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court right around 7:30. Wednesday brings us to Benedictine women's and men's basketball as they will face off against Culver Stockton. 5:30 is the scheduled tip time for the women. The men should take to the court sometime around 7:30 in the evening. Thursday night brings us to SportsLink, where Tom and Gus Couts discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. SportsLink airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20. After SportsLink, we've got the High School Coaches Insight Show. Will we talk to the coaches of ACCHS, JCN, Marjo Mount Academy, and Atchison? That's immediately following Sports Look on Thursday evenings. Friday brings us back to high school basketball as we'll have Atchison at KC Sumner. Tune in right around 6 o'clock for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court around 7:30 or 8 o'clock. Saturday brings us back to Benedictine basketball with women's and men's basketball versus Graceland starting at 2 p.m. with the women's game, 4 p.m. for the men's game.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening set to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Taking a look around the heart of America Athletic Council, we have got some finals to report. In the Graceland William Woods girls game, or women's game, it was Graceland 57, William Woods 52. Mid-American Nazarene had a victory over Missouri Baptist with a score at 5 seconds left. I don't know why they have not updated this in the last 2 hours. It was Mid-American Nazarene 78, Missouri Baptist 43. Park had a 78-61 victory over William Penn. Grandview had a good resounding win over Baker, 78-65. In the Peru State Mount Mercy game, it was Peru State 67 to Mount Mercy's 45. Clark topped Missouri Valley 70-51. And the Benedictine Lady Ravens had a victory earlier today right here at Hot Country 93.7 with a 65-58 victory over Central Methodist. I'll be back with the boys' score or men's scores in just a moment.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Taking a look at the men's scores in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we have some finals to report. It was Missouri Valley over Clark, 85-75. Mount Mercy topped Peru State, 89-84. At the half, it is currently Baker trailing Grandview. Grandview's got 54 points to Baker's 39. With the 2 minutes left, it is Graceland over before the half. It is William Woods trailing Graceland. It's 37-35 with Graceland on top. With the William Penn Park score at the half, it's William Penn 66, Park 48. In the Missouri Baptist Mid-American Nazarene game, Mid-American Nazarene is trailing Missouri Baptist by 10 points, with Missouri Baptist sitting at 49, Mid-American Nazarene 39. In this game, we've got the Benedictine men at 47 points to Central Methodist men 28. I'll be back with a good look at that weather eye forecast in just a moment.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Slight chance for snow tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows dip down to about 11. Southerly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance of snow tomorrow, high of 41. Mainly clear tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 17. Partly cloudy and dry, Monday and Tuesday. Low 40s, Monday, upper 30s by Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Taking a look outside right now, we are sitting at 18 degrees. It's fair out there. The winds are out of the south-southwest at 5 miles per hour. Relative humidity 52%, giving us a feels-like temperature of 10 degrees. The dew point is 3 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure, well, it's falling at 30.55 inches of mercury. I'm Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside in just a minute or so.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Couts live at the arena for the second half action.
And we welcome you back to the Nolan Gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas, where part of American Athletic Conference men's college basketball is at halftime. Ravens have exploded to a 47-28 lead over CMU. Welcome back to the gym, everybody. Joseph, back in the studio. He's producing and engineering. And I love the news, weather, and sports, except for the weather part. But he says 40s tomorrow. So Joseph, we're holding you to that. I need me some 40s and some sunshine. Actually, I need some 70s and sunshine, but I'll take 40s right now. Kind of like the Ravens. I'm taking 47 points at halftime. That is a pretty good first half of basketball for Coach Moody and his team. And to have held Central Methodist, a team that we talked about this in the pregame. Central Methodist comes into the ballgame averaging, like, a lot of points, okay? Second-leading scoring offense in the conference, 82.5 points a game. Well, here they are, 28 at halftime. The Eagles are set to go. They will have possession of the basketball to begin the second half. And for Benedictine, it'll be the original starting five, Preston Reynolds and Jack Vanderudy, Deglin Sullivan, Bryson LaRue, and Aiden Sullivan. For CMU, Isaiah Reams and Isaiah Bonaparte, David Guti, Tyson Ogheen, and Austin Prater. And here's a quick shot. It's going to go up. It's going to go in. And 3 seconds or so into the second half, CMU is going to score. And this is what the Eagles are going to try to do now. They're going to try to speed this game up. They're going to try to force Benedictine to get going a little too fast, maybe make a few errors. And Ravens have got to continue to play smart ball and play within themselves. And here's the ball. It's going to be taken away by Sullivan, who tried to drive into the lane in a lot of traffic. Central Methodist will drive down, pull up a running jump shot, no good, rebound, Vanderudy. It is 47-30 Ravens. And Benedictine going to widen it out a little bit. This is kind of how they had started the game. Deglin in some trouble and gets bumped and shoved around, and they're going to call it for a travel. Sullivan not very happy with the call. And here comes CMU. So the Eagles have broken out for the first couple of points of the second half. They'll come up topside. Prater swings it around to Reams. They'll reverse it to the corner. Benedictine, is that a zone that I'm looking at here? Kind of looks like it. Here's a kick to the outside. The baseline three misses. And nothing but Benedictine players beneath the goal after that shot. And with a uncontested rebound, Deglin Sullivan clears down the basketball and brings it into the forecourt. 8:25 to play in the game, and as the ball comes up to Aiden, trying to defend him, racing to the top, all hands and arms, is going to be Kitey, and he will pick up the personal foul. So that'll be his first foul, and now in the middle. We get a whistle, and we got another foul. Now the officials are having a little trouble. CMU's, again, they're a little frustrated. We talked about this as the half was drawing to an end. And Guidi reaches across, grabs Sullivan, who beat him. Sullivan goes ahead, finishes the shot. It's going to be the bucket. It's going to be plus one. And Guidi will pick up very quickly his second foul. Coming to the free throw line for Benedictine. It's going to be Deglin Sullivan. Deglin is a 70-plus percent free throw shooter. He will knock it down, giving 11 points this afternoon. And it is 50-30 Benedictine. 2 minutes gone in the second half. Skip pass down to the baseline. BC does a good job of cutting off the basketball. It'll come to Reams. They'll reverse it to the right side. Nice jump shot online and perfect for O'Ginn. 50-32. And again, Deglin Sullivan into the forecourt, comes out on top to Preston. They'll go Bryson and Aiden on the block, pivots with the left foot, and instead of backing into the defender, smartly brings it back on top. Here's a three, rims out, rebound pulled down by Benedictine. And they're going to say no. Ravens turn it over down to the baseline. So great effort by BC. He goes for nothing, and here comes CMU. 17 and a half to play in the ball game. Eagles with a basketball, and the Ravens with a 50-32 lead. Reams will work his way over to the left side. Switches it off on top, O'Kane. Skip back out on top to Reams. Here's O'Kane, goes three, drains it. So there is the only guy, Tyson O'Gee, who's scored in the second half for Central Methodist, and he's got 7 second-half points, gives him 9 in the game. And now the Ravens with it up on top, go to the left. Bryson for 3 is too strong, and a rebound, clear down CMU. Again, the Eagles wanting to push the ball, and the ball's still going to be knocked away. It's going to get away. It's going to go out of bounds, and they will say it is Central Methodist basketball. 50-35. Central Methodist with the basketball, but Benedictine has the lead. And now the game has taken a bit of a change. I mean, the tempo has slowed down. Ravens played it with that little higher tempo in the first half. Played it well. Here's a little falling away shot from the right side that misses. And we're going to get a BC foul again. Official is going to walk over here to the scoring table and call it on Preston Reynolds. So for Preston, it'll be foul number 2. And for Benedictine, it will be team foul 1 of the second half. The first free throw here is going to be up and good. One more shot coming up for CMU, and that is Isaiah Bonaparte, and he'll get them both. So Bonaparte knocks in a couple of free throws. Preston collects his second foul of the afternoon, and with 16:25 to go in the ballgame, Ravens into the forecourt. Their lead has been whittled, 50-37. Here comes Reynolds driving into the lane, twisting, turning. His sweeping shot from the left hand is up and well off the mark. And CMU is showing some great discipline. They have not tried to get it all back in a minute. They're looking for the shot they want, taking the shot they want. 16 minutes to go in the half, and Benedictine now leading only by 13. I say only by 13 because they were up by over 20. Here's another three, and it is buried again. Long-range shot, and again, the only guy scoring in the second half is O'Keen, other than Bonaparte's 2 free throws. He's got 10 in the first 4 minutes of the second half. And it is 50-40. It was 50-30. How about that? You know what that means? 10-0 run by CMU. Here's Sullivan, spins in traffic and scores. Deglin for 2. 52-40. So Ravens are going to break that 10-0 run. And now we're going to get a foul. 15-21 to go into ball game, and a foul again on Benedictine's Preston Sullivan. The Raven crowd really upset. Here comes a switch as Preston will come out of the game, and Ravens are going to have a little bit of a different look as it will be Drew Purdy coming in. So Drew will drop to the five, and Ravens are going to make some moves, and then it's going to be a turnover. Nice defense by Purdy, and trying to go a little bit too fast. Isaiah Reams turns it over. Ravens are going to come back up court with the basketball. 15-15 to go in the ball game. 52-40, BC in front. Again, Central Methodist has cut it to as little as 10. The Ravens have led by as many as 21. Declan with the basketball over to the right side. Bryson cuts into the lane, pulls up. The 10-footer is good. Bryson LaRue, first points of the second half, 13th point of the ball game, 54-40. And we're 14-50 to go. The three on the other end is going to miss, and a rebound. It's Aiden. Aiden Sullivan's been out there a long time. Usually we've seen him rotate out more quickly than this. And we're due for a media break, Joseph. And out on top is going to be Deglin. He gets double-teamed, needing some help. Kicks it out on top to Vanderwoody. 13 on the shot clock. Here's Bryson. 8 on the shot clock. LaRue pulls up the running jump shot. Perfect for 2. Bryson knocks it down, and he's got 15. 56-40, and the Ravens have answered back with 6 consecutive of their own. 14-10 to go in the game. Benedictine leading at 56-40. CMU back out on top. That three is going to be way short. Purdy with the rebound. to go. Deglin on top has it knocked out of his hands. It's going to be loose, and he's going to pick it back up again. That's not going to call over and back because it was touched by the defender. Here's Bryson to Deglin. 10 on the shot clock. Sullivan will drive across, goes in, feeds it to Purdy, who mishandles the ball. And Benedictine will turn it over, and we're going to get a break. Taking a timeout, 13.5 to go in the guys' game. Ravens 56, Central Methodist 40.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Gymnasium in Atchison, Kansas. Vince College Basketball in the Heart of America Athletic Conference of the NAIA. Ravens at home on Senior Day lead Central Methodist 56-40. Joseph producing and engineering in the Care Studio. Tom Couch will be here courtside. And tell you what, with these two teams battling it out. Thank you. The Ravens continue to shoot the ball with an extraordinary percentage. 25 of 40. You know, I mean, you can't even hope for 62.5% from the floor. Central Methodist is hitting 39.5, and that's a fabulous number. Ravens, one at the free throw line. Central Methodist is 5 of 5 at the free throw line. There have not been a lot of fouls called in this game so far. CMU with a basketball coming out of the timeout. We're back at it. Here's a shot from the right block. It's going to be up and good. And again, Ogin is the only guy who's doing anything for CMU offensively. He's got 12 second half points, and he has put this team on his shoulders and trying to carry them here this afternoon. Ravens have brought Ben Seduka into the game. He's in for Aiden, and we'll get a foul off the ball, and Ben Se will be called for an illegal screen. Duca's first foul this afternoon. So for the Ravens, it'll be team foul 3. Eagles have 2. We didn't have this many fouls in the entire first half of the game. CMU will start to the left side. They again have a big hill to climb, trailing by 14. Skip pass over to the right side. Sewulu backs in, twists and turns and shoots and scores. His first point of the second half, giving Dunson this afternoon, 56-42 Ravens. Ravens have Harrison Kissling in the game. Harrison will drive, and his running shot is up and missing. It'll be rebounded back down by Central Methodist. That was a nice drive and a nice shot, but didn't have very good trajectory on it. The geometry was not good on the shot. It didn't go down. And now we're going to have a foul on the floor by Benedictin. It'll be on Jack. First foul of the ball game for Andrew Rudy, but for Benedictin now, that'll be team foul four. The Eagles have committed two here in the second half. 12:07 to go in the game. Shot clock goes back to 20. Swindler will take the inbound. Comes out on top to Prater. Back over to the right side. O'Sheen. And another one for three for O'Sheen. And he has been fantastic. And that's not even a good enough adjective. 56-45. 12 minutes to play. In the second half, Central Methodist has, 17 points? And he has 13 of them. And we're going to have the shot block, and LaRue gets knocked to the floor. The foul is going to be on Swindle. It will be his first foul of the afternoon. Ravens coming to the free throw line, and it'll be Bryson LaRue up there. 11:37 to go. Game felt like it had a little different, I don't know, lilt to it in the first half. That first free throw by Bryson's good. And I think Central Methodist has made a conscious effort to kind of change the tempo of this game coming into the second half. And it's worked a little bit. The Ravens find themselves leading here only by 10. Second free throw is good. So Bryson is going to hit them both. And the Ravens have only scored in the second half with Declan Sullivan or Bryson LaRue. No other player has done anything offensively for Benedictine. 58-47. Underneath, Swalu shot, no. Rebound, Ravens. And BC will bring it up to the floor. 11-11 to play. Van de Rudy will have it left side. Bryson, he feeling it, goes three, is in and out, rebounding it off the floor, CMU. Prater coming up with a basketball, and we are under 11 to play in the game. And, oh, yeah, it's very much a game. 11 points with a team like Central Methodist and the way they can score. Ravens are going to have to continue to play very well. Here's a drive right side, and finding wide open space, that is Isaiah Bonaparte. It is 58-49, and again, the Benedictine lead that was once 21 is now 9 points. Out on top, Vince, will he go three? And he will hit it. Duca from outside. 61-49. 10:15 to go, and there is a travel by CMU. Vander Rudy's coming out of the ball game, and Duca's coming out. You're going to get Aiden's hand, Deglin in. Aiden Sullivan's loving it. He's got a big old smile. He's giving Vince bumps all the way off the floor, telling him what a great job he's done, and he's right. 10-10 to go in the game. Ravens into the forecourt, up a dozen. Driving in is going to be a one-handed layup. It's up and good, Deglin. 63-49. Ravens with five unanswered now. And we're 9:50 to play. CMU will feed underneath. The big guy shot blocked. Oh, and they're going to come a foul on Drew Purdy. That's tough. We're going to take a timeout while they get it sorted. Timeout on the floor. 9:43 to play. In today's Benedictine ball game here on CARE, it's the Ravens 63, Central Methodist 49.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Well, I'm hoping for no flashbacks to last year's game with Central Methodist up here. Because if you will remember that one, right here in the Nola Gym, the Eagles came away with a win, 92-88, double overtime game. Four players for Central Methodist got into double figures in that game, and none of them are still with this team. Five Ravens got the double figures. Bryson LaRue had 24 in that one, and Deglin had 21, Vanderbilt 18, Preston Reynolds 12. In that game last year, the double OT win for CMU here. Coming out of the timeout, we have 9:43 to play in the game. And Central Methodist has got Austin Prater up there coming to the free throw line. Now, he's having a hard talk with the official, and the official's backing away, and Prater still got him by the ear. Free throw is perfect. And Austin Prater, that is his first point of the second half. He's 2 of 3 at the free throw line with a dozen points. And that second free throw bounds around, but it'll go in. 63-51. Ravens up a dozen. 9:20 to go. Preston Reynolds has come back into the game. And for Benedictine right now, as you scan the floor, you've got, four of the starting five out there. Harrison in the game, the only non-starter at the moment. He's in there for Vanderbilt. And now, Deglin loses the handle of the ball. CMU coming up with a steal. Drive it down the floor, and we're going to get a jump ball call. That was a good call by the official down toward the baseline. In spite of the protest by head coach Matt Sherman of CMU, he is spinning around and dancing around. He grabs a water bottle, and he's pacing hard. Ravens back up four with it. 9 minutes to play. Driving in, Bryson's shot is going to be blocked. You got to watch that a little bit, because after the shot was blocked, you had Austin Prater standing over and staring down at Bryson. And they're going to say it's out of bounds. They're going to say apparently off LaRue, and after he blocked it. So Central Methodist coming up the floor, and now we're going to get a foul off the ball, and it's going to be on Swilu, tangled up with eight. I will tell you, there's a whole lot going on out there on the floor beyond dribbling and shooting the basketball, okay? 8:57 to play, 63-51 Ravens. And BC will be back in the forecourt. Central Methodist, player defense. Aiden Sullivan way up high. Working his Tulu. On the floor with it one time. Goes to Deglin. Out on top. Preston for three. Short. Rebound. Saved him to the Ravens. Bryson for three. That looks good. Too long. Rebound. Swinging of the elbows. It's going to be cleared away by Prater for CMU. Eagles go right side. Here's a hot hand. He goes three and hits three more. And Benedictine's got to do something to defend Tyson O'Keen. He has been better than great here in the second half. Over to the left side. The Ravens on top. The three by Deglin is no good. And a rebound is going to be cleared away by Swilu. Here comes Central Methodist. They are within nine. 7:50 to go. Here's another three. And it's another three hit by CMU. The Eagles absolutely blistering hot. And we're going to get a Benedictine timeout. Timeout on the court. And we have a six-point game with 7:53 to go. Ravens 63, Eagles 57.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Well, Central Methodist offense has really come to life here in the second half, and it's all led by Tyson Hokeen. Had 2 points at halftime, Tyson did. Well, now he's got 20. 18 points already in the second half by Tyson. No one else is helping him in the second half. Marine has 3. Bonaparte has 4. 2 each for Swulu and Prater. That's it. It has been all Tyson Hokeen and pretty much all from the outside. Looking at the shooting numbers for CMU, you know they're starting to go up. They are up now to 46.7%. And Tyson Hokeen is 8 of 13. He is 4 of 9 from outside. And CMU has gotten themselves right back in this thing. Benedictine put a good play with full court pressure staring at him. Sullivan gets it into the forecourt, goes to the rack, goes up, missed a driving layup. All alone, couldn't get it to fall. Central Methodist getting a break, and they're coming up the court with a basketball. 7.5 to go in the game. It is a two-possession contest, and we're going to get a foul by Aiden Sullivan underneath as the ball bounced in the middle of Swulu. And it is going to be a 1-and-1 for Big Thomas Swulu. Sullivan picking up his 4th foul will exit. Lindsay Duca in for Benedictine. Here we go, the 1-and-1. Front half, got it. And Thomas Swulu is 3 of 3 at the free throw line. And Central Methodist is perfect at the free throw line. They have not missed one today. This one will go in. 9 of 9 at the free throw line for CMU, and it is now 63-59. So Central Methodist is on, again, a 10-0 run. And the Raven lead is down to 4. Benedictine over to the left side. They led by 21 a little bit earlier. Here's a runner at the baseline. It's up and good. Preston Reynolds. 65-59. 7 minutes to go. Eagles go right side. Play off the screen. Pass up the shot. Swulu spins in. Turns. Shoots. Scores. The big guy coming up the floor with a huge smile. That was the best play he's made all day. 65-61. 6:45 left. Here comes Deglin over to the left side. Harrison in the game. They want to get underneath the Preston. Come out on top. Bryson buries the 3. Bryson LaRue. 68-61. We're down to 6:20 to go. That's a lot of basketball. It could play in 6:20. Swulu, top side. Swings it over to Bonaparte. Back to the left. Here's the guy with the hot hand. He will miss it, but fouled by Harrison. No. No foul. He flopped, and I thought they were going to call a foul. They do not. And the Ravens are going to come up court with the basketball and a big miss by Hokeen. And BC's going to widen it out a little bit. They'll back away. So we go inside, 6 minutes left. 68-61 Raven. Here's Bryson. Pulls up. Top of the key. 18-footer. Good. Bryson LaRue gets a couple of more. 70-61. Ravens get themselves just a little bit of breathing room. Here's a lot of lean and shoulders going into that drive. And follow away shot. Up, in and out. No. Tipped out of bounds. Raven basketball. 5.5 to go. And now the officials are over here in front of the CMU bench. Coach Matt Sherman is on his feet. He's, again, as he's been much of the day, extremely unhappy. And now they're going to change directions with the possession of the ball. And Central Methodist got what they wanted. They're going to retain the possession. Coach Moody is near midcourt. He's looking for some explanation. And the official out on the court puts his hand in the air and says, I don't know what to say. Eagles are going to have it in, though. I can tell you that. 5.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Shula will take the inbound pass. Comes back out on top of the Bonaparte. Over to the left side. That's Prater. Bonaparte again on top. Shot clock at 7. 17-foot follow-away shot. No. Rebound. Ben safe. Tips it out. It'll be pulled down by Harrison, and the Ravens are going to run into the forecourt. Way out on top, Deglin. Tip take off the screen. Back out on top. It'll go to Preston. Over to the right side, Harrison, the Ravens. Work on the outside. They're bringing everybody up high now. Not widening the floor, but bringing them toward the top. Opening up in the middle. 11 on the shot clock. Here's Bryson. Spin. Feed. The hook shot. Ben saying no. Tipped up. No. Rebound. Swuller. Here comes CMU. 4:50 to play in the game. That would have been a big bucket for the Ravens to take a double-digit lead back. But they did not get it to happen. Hulu down low, travels with it. There is the finally the call. Finally the official points at his foot and says, you slid it. And he did. And we got a timeout. What a finish in store for us with 4:38 to go in the ballgame. Timeout on the court. It's Benedictine 70, Central Methodist 61.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Minutes and 38 seconds to go in the ballgame. And for Benedictine, the numbers continue to be really good. The Ravens are hitting 57% of their shots from the floor. A 30-of-53 clip. 37% from outside. And both teams are perfect at the free throw line. The Ravens are 3-of-3 and CMU is 9-of-9 at the free throw line. The phenomenal numbers. Total rebounds. The Ravens with a 29-21 advantage. And it will be Benedictine basketball and playing in the backcourt. Now, CMU is going to press all the way up the floor. Not on the inbound exactly, but once the ball gets in play, they will attack it. They're doubling up the ball. It's Preston now across the timeline to Deglin, and they will try to pin him up against midcourt. Sullivan being bumped and pushed and shoved and no whistle. The pass across court is going to be saved by Bryson. Skips it down low to Preston. Reynolds with the basketball, 11 on the shot clock. It's going to be taken out of his hands. CMU racing it up the floor. The drive to the right side. The follow-away shot is off the mark and good, but a follow is going to be up and in. Putting it back up and in is going to be Prater for CMU. 70-63, and we have 4 minutes to play. Ravens with the ball. They'll play off a screen by Binsay. Feet in the middle of Preston. He'll have the ball stripped out of his hands. Reynolds with another turnover. Here come the Eagles. They'll feed across the reverse layup. Made it look easy. O'Keefe now at 22 points. And it is 70-65 Benedictine. 3:40 to go. CMU has just kicked up the defensive intensity. They realized that without taking some risks, without some reaching and stretching and doing some of those things, they will not have any chance to win, and so they're gambling, and now it's going to be knocked away from BC. It's loose on the floor. It's going to be saved. Bryson, he'll go for a three, and he will hit it. Bryson LaRue. My goodness, what a game. 73-65. 3 minutes to go. Eagles go baseline, miss the shot, but a Benedictine foul. Is the whistle going to be on Kissling, I suspect? And coming to the free throw line, yep, it's going to be on Harrison. His first foul. Front half of 1-1, misses. Are they going to call this a two? Okay. So that was the first missed free throw by either team today. And Isaiah Reams will get a second shot. Reams are going to get Aiden Sullivan back into the game for Bense. One more shot coming up for Isaiah Reams. The lefty will hit that one. It is 73-66. 3 minutes to play. Now inside three as Reynolds comes into the forecourt. Stegman's got it way up top side. Sullivan changes directions. Again, plays off the screen to the big man. Kicks it over to the left side. Preston looks inside. Gets it to Bryson. LaRue backs away. 5 on the shot clock. 3 on the shot clock. A shot. Oh, how'd he hit that? With 2 on the shot clock, it's another 3-pointer for Bryson LaRue. And that brings the CMU players off the bench and Coach Sherman calling a timeout. Incredible. Taking a break. 2:31 to play. Ravens 76, Eagles 66.
Cannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Back with you here in the NOLA Gymnasium. You got to look at this line for Bryson LaRue. He is 11 of 15 shooting the ball today. 4 of 7 from three-point range. 2 of 2 at the free throw line. 33 minutes and 28 points. Declan Sullivan has 15. No other Raven player in double-figure scoring. Benedictine coming out of the court with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The starting fives out there. Preston Reynolds and Jack Vanderrudy, Declan Sullivan, Bryson LaRue, and Aiden Sullivan. Central Methodist will be putting the ball in play from the backcourt, and they quickly hustle back there. Perkins will inbound it. Bonaparte will bring it up, and they will come up briskly. 2.5, 2:29, 2:28 to go in the game, and now the officials stop the game to, are they going to get the shot clock reset, or what are we going to do here? Now, they take a second off the shot clock. Okay, 2:29 to go, 28 on the shot clock, and here we go. Eagles bring it in. They'll start to the right side. The drive into the lane. The 8-foot follow-away shot no good. And a foul underneath. And it is on Benedictine. They're going to call it on Vanderrudy. So for Jack, it'll be a couple of fouls. And the free throw on the other end is up and good. CMU living at the free throw line, and Isaiah Bonaparte is 3 of 3 as he hits the first one. This one makes it 4 of 4, and CMU helping themselves at the line. 76-68, 2:15 left. Ravens in the forecourt on the outlet pass, and Declan Sullivan standing in the center circle with a ball. Working against the defense of Isaiah Reams. Good play off the screen, start to the left, dribble it back out to the top. Inside 2 minutes to go. Preston backs in, feeds underneath. Bryson, the finger roll. Oh, the prettiest shot in all basketball. The bounce pass across the lane. Bryson goes up with it, finger rolls it in over the side of the rim. And Bryson LaRue has 30. What? That it? All right. How about that? Adam helps me out here. Career high for Bryson LaRue. 30 points. I got a feeling he's going to beat that. The ball's going to be knocked away. Ravens are going to pick it up. Here comes Benedictine with 1:40 to go in the ball game, leading it by 10. Coach Moody's on his feet, hands high in the air, telling his team, slow it down, get the shot you want. They'll go to the four corners offense. Two top corners are LaRue and Deglin. Two bottom corners are Aiden and Jack. Preston is in the lane. Shot clock's at 10. Now they'll finally just grab Deglin Sullivan. And I don't know why you do that, because you put 20 on the shot clock. If you were going to do that, you should have done that 20 seconds ago. Wow, that was a mistake. Ravens are going to get more time to take off the clock. And they'll bring it in again. It was only team foul 5. It'd be different if you were in 1-1. And now they're going to foul him again, and they let 8 more seconds get away. I do not understand. Matt is way too good a coach to let those guys do that if they're not doing it on their own. We're down now to 1:14 to go. That was team foul 6. So the next foul will put Benedict into the line for the 1-1. And it'll come in again to Deglin, who's just standing topside. 16, 15 on the shot clock. 13 on the shot clock. And now they'll grab him again with 11 and burn up 9 more seconds. And the Ravens will come to the line. Central Methodist gave Benedict nearly a minute of time off the clock on that possession. Remarkable. And at the line for BC, it'll be Deglin Sullivan. Deglin, first one. Yes. We're talking about the great game Bryson's having, but Deglin's got 16 points already on my numbers, and that's a pretty good start to the evening. All right, one free throw shot and hit. The Ravens are going to be taking another one, but prior to that, we'll get a senior timeout. So we're going to take a timeout, Joseph, with 1:04 to go in the game. When we return, be Deglin at the free throw line. It's Benedict in 79, Central Methodist 68.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
We return to Deglin Sullivan coming to the free throw line and hitting his second shot. It is now 80-68. 1 minute to play. Central Methodist, their work cut out for him. In the lane, twisting, turning, shot up, no. Rebound, Bryson LaRue. And you can see Central Methodist is throwing in the towel here. Here they come, the Ravens into the forecourt. Down the left side, we're going to get a grab, and we're going to get a foul. And Coach Sherman had to almost grab his guy on the floor and say, foul him. And we're at 43 seconds to play. Benedict and again coming to the free throw line. And again, it's going to be Deglin Sullivan. Up a dozen. Now up 13. And make it 82. Sullivan will hit them both then. With 43 seconds left, CMU's going to let this ball roll all the way across midcourt before they grab it up and let the clock start. Driving to the left side, the kick to the outside, the step into the lane, twisting, turning, feeding down low. All this taking too much time, and now we're going to get a whistle and a block shot. And the foul is on. Is that on Reynolds? Yeah. So the official is going to call Preston for a foul with 33 seconds left. And CMU will put Isaiah Reams at the line. Isaiah missed the first and hit the second of a two-shot foul just a little bit ago. And he will rattle that one in right there. Reams did not score in the first half of the game. Has 5 points tonight. One more shot coming up for Reams. And it's good. He'll hit them both. It's 82-70. And, yep. Taking a timeout, Joseph. Let's do it. 33 seconds to play. Benedict in 82, Central Methodist 70.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening set to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
As we return, Benedictine puts the ball in play and into the forecourt. Jack Vanderwoody, and they will foul him very quickly this time. The foul is going to be on Perkins. The Ravens, three of their last three field goals. They've hit six of their last eight. And Central Methodist has scored no field goals in the last 3 minutes. So that is how, that's a recipe for losing a game. Free throw by Vanderbilt. You betcha. Jack, that's his first second half point, oddly enough. The lefty coming up here, one more shot. And it's rolling in. Gets them both. It is now 84-70. Half a minute to play. CMU looks inside, brings it on top, rotates it left. They'll drive into the lane, dish back, backs away, shoots the three, misses it. Rebound, Reynolds. Ravens have it in the backcourt, and they're going to commit a foul. And I don't think that Coach Sherman really wanted that foul. Ravens by 14 with 15 seconds left. I understand you don't like to surrender, but at some point, and the numbers are insurmountable, and they are here and now. This is going to be a huge win for Benedictine. And the Ravens are going to bring Larry in for the last 15 seconds. Free throw is good. Bryson LaRue. So a new high water mark. 31 points for Bryson. And Vincent is going to come in, and the seniors are going to start checking out. Preston will come out of the game. Getting really quiet. Free throw. Got it. It is now 86-70 Benedictine with 15 seconds left. Jared Lee comes in for Bryson LaRue. Here we go. Up forward of basketball. Central Methodist. They'll back away. Send up a three that misses. Rebound is going to go out of play to Benedictine. And with 5 seconds left, the Ravens will be inbounding it from deep into backcourt. One more man checks into the game. That's going to be James Stockman. He is going to come in for Deglin Sullivan. The ball comes in. CMU stolen by Vince. He's going to hold it. Ravens are going to win it. The final score this afternoon in the Nolan Gymnasium. Benedictine, 86. Central Methodist, 70. We'll be back to sum it up for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
We're today's hit country from KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music.
Today's hit country, Hot Country, 93.7.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato Olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
All right, we're going to start right off with reminding you to stick around. Going to be looking forward to visiting with Benedictine head coach Ryan Moody. He comes up and joins us post-game of these contests, and we got some things to talk about with this one. And what a great win for this Raven team as Benedictine continues to play better and better. This club is really coming together. They win it here today 86-70 over Central Methodist. So to recap some of the scoring for you, first of all, for the visitors from CMU, and I'm going to tell you what, they were saved in there by Tyson O'Hind in this ball game. He had 2 points at halftime, ends with 22. So his 22nd half points are the thing that kept CMU in this ball game as long and as close as they were. Following him, you had four total guys for Central Methodist in double figure scoring. Following him, it was Thomas Wulu. He came off the bench, and a big guy had 16 points. Austin Prater. Raven did a great job at him in the second half. He had 11 at halftime, ends the game with 15 today. And it was Isaiah Bonaparte with some free throws down the stretch, getting into double figures. He had 11 today. The only other player for Central Methodist scoring, as they only put 5 in a scoring column, it was Isaiah Reams, and he had 6 second half points. So CMU, 5 guys in the scoring column, 70 points today. For Benedictine, you know, you're looking for heroes, you just kind of point at the whole team, because everybody really played a huge part in this one. But you cannot underestimate the value of a Bryson LaRue and marvel at the season and the career he's had in the afternoon that he brought the band today with on senior day. And you might as well just do something really, really special and set a new career scoring high. Adam tells me 30 points was his career high, 32 today. Fantastic afternoon for Bryson LaRue. Tell you what, also double figures, how about Declan Sullivan? He had 8 at halftime, 11 in the second half, so Declan with 19. And where Central Methodist centralized their scoring, a few guys with big numbers, and that was it, Benedictine spread the numbers around, spread the basketball around. So besides Bryson's 32 and Deglin's 19, it was 8 apiece for Jack Vanderwoody and Harrison Kissling. 7 in the ball game for Ben Seduco. He's been having some great playing time. Oh, here comes Coach already. And here we go, man. Let me get that out here and get this, kind of crank that up a little bit if you can untangle the mess. Hey, Coach.
Tom.
I'm just sitting here, you know, going through the accolades and singing the praises. Your guys, they were on a mission today, man. They came out of the gate ready to go and did it.
I mean, we've just been harping on this whole time, Tom. Keep getting better. February's moving month. Keep getting better. and we've stayed healthy. I think that's a big part of it too. CMU was a little depleted tonight, but we stayed healthy. I said, I'll just keep going here for a second. But the thing I said in the locker room to him just right now, the biggest takeaway from this game was resolve, grit. You know, you have a 20-point lead at half. You come out, they make their run, they start banging in shots, they get it to four, I think, at some point. And we ended up just settling in, getting stops, doing what we do. You know, we attacked the basket when we needed to. We had guys make big shots. The only one thing better than senior night, that's winning on senior night, Tom. And I love our defensive, the way we're guarding right now, I love this group. So this was a good game tonight.
Okay. Gus texts me a lot of times during the game if he's not with me. And I got to show you what he sent me a little while ago. Early in the season, Ryan made you a promise. That's talking to me. This team is going to continue to grind and get better, and he has not lied.
Appreciate that, Gus. We're getting better.
That's what we got to talk about.
Yeah, we're getting better. I mean, I thought we had guys come off the bench that gave us great minutes. Bense Duca, great minutes tonight. You know, we've kind of gone back to like a big lineup, right, with Bense and Aiden at the five. You got Harrison Kissling, who came in and is playing some one and some wing, making great decisions, was aggressive from the three-point line tonight. This team's grinding. I mean, we are. We do it every day in practice. We've done a good job of narrowing down the focus and keeping it very simple. We talked this week about, we used the baseball analogy. We don't need to hit home runs. This time of year, it is how you execute in the half court, Tom, and how you guard in the half court. That is what wins you games. And it's not home runs. It's hit a single. And you just keep hammering away. And I thought the guys did a great job of that on both ends of the floor. Half court basketball in February, man, it's a grind, and you got to be tough.
I made myself a note or two of going along. Vince's defense, I think, has just like gotten better and better.
I just
love how he does it.
He's very physical. He's a big, strong kid, and then he can really move. And him and Aiden have kept working and working on their post defense and sliding their feet and being able to hedge on ball screens. And I thought that those two guys, did a great job at that five spot for us tonight. And then, you know, I mean, the three seniors did a fantastic job. You know, they didn't. I mean, Bryson clearly, right, had the night of his life at 32, but Preston and Jack played really well, played within themselves, got stops, rebounded the basketball. It was a great effort tonight. You know, we got to enjoy it tonight.
Keep a track of the scoring as Bryce was going along, and Adam over here leans over when I said he's got 30. He said that has tied his career best in 32 now. He sets a new high watermark for himself. A great day to do that, and a great team to do that against. I mean, you needed. I know it looks like that score was quite a bit different, but you needed every one of those.
We needed it, yeah. And, you know, down the stretch there, that last 6 minutes, I was trying to get him to get the ball in his hands as much as possible. You know, I know we rely on Deglin a lot, but they've done some good things defensively over the last couple of games to kind of hem Deglin in. And Bry, with that mid-range jump shot and his decision-making and his movement off the ball, is able to get us some pretty easy buckets, so... really, really proud of these guys tonight. Just more than anything, man, it's grit, it's resolve, it's defense. I'm happy where we're at there, but we can't get complacent.
You look at where the conference is. Everybody's mm-hmm. jammed in the middle, but you are doing what you need to do to keep yourself in a good spot. And, you know, we got to talk about the numbers. It's a numbers game. There aren't how many games left, and there are only three or two at home left, and one of them is coming up Wednesday. So if you want to see this team, you gotta get here.
Yeah, we'd love everybody to come out Wednesday. We do. We only have two home games in February.
Hard to believe.
Four on the road. We got six left. This is a fun team to watch. They play for the front of the jersey. You know what I mean? Like they play for Benedictine. They play for the people that are in this room. They play for each other. 21 assists. I mean, this is the best passing team we've ever had, without a doubt. I told the seniors before the game, you know, and I think people probably get tired of me after 15 years saying the same stuff, but, you know, that's what wins. Seniors' job is to leave it better than they got it. That's their job. You know, you come in as a freshman, your job over your 4 or 5 years is to leave the program in a better place than you got it. This is the best culture that we've ever had. It's not even close. As far as trust, unselfish, love, all those things, accountability, this is the best culture, and I put all that on the personalities and the people that are our seniors. Preston, Jack and Bryson do a great job.
And Coach, again, got to see him Wednesday night, and then we're going to be gone for next weekend, and then with one more at home. So, you know, it's a 5:30, 7:30
Culver Stockton on Wednesday. We're excited to play.
I saw them once before. They're pretty good.
Yeah, they got players, and they can get up and down. They really try to score it. We're going to have a great defensive game plan. I know our coaches will get us in the right spot, and our guys will execute. So we're excited to play. We're going to enjoy this one. We got a little senior reception. Enjoy this one tonight. Get back to work on Monday.
Coach, appreciate your time. And again, go see all those families. It's great, Tom, to see how they show up.
Appreciate you. Thanks.
You got it. Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine Guys, after an impressive Raven win here tonight. Matter of fact, an impressive Raven sweep here this afternoon over CMU. Ladies game, it was a 65-58 win for the Benedictine women, and the BC Guys winning at 86-70 over CMU in game number two. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us. And again, Benedictine basketball back here on K-Radio will be right here in the Nolan Wednesday night. Hard to believe six games left in this 25-26 season. Thanks for having been here. Many thanks to Joseph, producing engineer, and doing all the stuff back at the K-Radio studio. Joseph, well done as always, man. Until we greet you next time. Tom Couch here in the Nolan Gym. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on Care Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.